Oasis Audio presents Lifted by Angels by Joel J. Miller, read for you by Dean Gallagher. Author's note. Since my aim here is to present angels as understood by the early Christians, I refer to some writings commonly collected under the name Apocrypha. Many in the ancient church counted these books, such as Tobit and the Wisdom of Solomon, as scripture and therefore useful and edifying. As they cast light on this ancient view of angels, I hope their inclusion here is equally useful and edifying. Writing a book requires many angels of both the literal and the figurative variety. I owe thanks to several who have offered insight, prayers, books, counsel, and more. My dear wife, Megan. My parents, Dennis and Karen. My in-laws, Mike and Gail. My godfather, Tom. The guys of the Singleton Discussion Group, my editors Heather and Dimples, and also Fathers Bob, Stephen, and Pat. Chapter 1. Our Larger City. The Origin and Nature of the Angels. You know not altogether what angels are. Augustine, Expositions on the Psalms. Say the word angel, and people conjure many different images. Some picture ethereal winged creatures in long gossamer gowns, girlish and glowing. Others see squat, chubby cherubs with toy bows and arrows, childish and cloying. Movies and television offer us otherworldly beings here to lend a helping hand, while pop music and our grandmothers dilute the word to a simple term of endearment. I want to paint you a different picture, one using the pigments provided by the scripture, art, services, hymns, and teachings of the ancient Christian church. The image that forms from these sources is, I think, more exciting, more frightening, more humbling, more inspiring, and ultimately more real than our popular conceptions. The realness strikes me as important. Plenty of people do not believe in angels. That's nothing new. The Sadducees of Jesus' day denied their existence too. But the Christian faith has always assumed the active presence of angels in the life of God's people. And what if that's right? Wouldn't that affect us? Isn't that affecting us now? I think so, and I hope in these pages to show how, particularly how angels bring us to and through a saving experience of Christ. As it happens, I have always believed in angels. But my belief had long gone unexamined and unexplored. Angels for me were remote and two-dimensional, perhaps more like characters in a storybook than real persons. But then I encountered a passage from Augustine's City of God, in which he suggested not merely that angels exist, but that we have a special relationship with them, that heaven and earth share a certain fellowship. Quote, "I hope to demonstrate, if I can, that there is no absurdity or incongruity in asserting a fellowship between men and angels." End quote. That began to change things for me. Here was a vision of angels, three-dimensional, immediate, and personal. For the ancient Christians, this was easily assumed and readily believed, and perhaps by the end of this journey, it will be the same for us. Our course is fairly simple. In the present chapter, we will look at what the early saints believed about the origin and nature of the angels. What are they like? What do they do? From there, chapter 2 takes a turn. More than a plot complication, the fall of Satan and his angels represents a cosmic calamity. Chapter 2 explores this disaster as well as the fall of humanity and our subsequent alienation from God. Chapter 3 covers the dramatic story of Israel and how God used angels to nurture and protect his chosen people so they could bring forth Christ, the Lord of the angels. Chapter 4 concerns his triumph over Satan along with our participation in that victory and reconnection with God. These chapters are in a sense historical in that they follow a narrative of past events. The later chapters are more personal, describing the times and places that our lives most commonly intersect with angels in the present. Chapter 5 examines the role of guardian angels and how they shepherd and protect us, and their role in guiding us on our
Sample complete. Ready to continue?